Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Jackson Gomez. First name is Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, last name Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, Gomez, date of birth 12-4-2018. This letter is being written to Dr. Prasanna Krishnam Shetty. First name is Prasanna, P-R-A-S-A-N-N-A, last name Krishnam Shetty, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-M, S-H-E-T-T-Y, Dr. Krishnam Shetty, address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 435, San Jose, California, 95116, telephone number 408-258-4244, fax number 408-258-3338. Dear Dr. Krishnam Shetty, K-R-I-S-H-N-A-M-C-S-H-E-T-T-Y. Thank you for asking me to see this 3-year-old boy in allergy consultation period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Jackson Gomez was seen on 1-10-22 with history of recurrent coughing, wheezing, and some hives for a few months period. Mom showed me a picture of hives and they were quite impressive period. Family feels it may have been some allergies to, may have been allergy to milk period. So milk intake was, milk was substituted with almond and oat milk, and he seems to be doing fine, period. Clinically, I don't believe he has any milk allergy because he can still drink some milk and eat milk products, and his RAS testing to milk is just minimally elevated, period. Number two, he has been wheezing with some cough and congestion, and an albuterol inhaler has not been very effective, period. Family also has a cat, and that certainly could be making this problem much worse, period. Mom has been using a spacer and inhaler, but I believe that hasn't been very effective, period. I recommended budesonide 0.5 twice daily with a nebulizer, and he is much improved, period. His cough is pretty much gone. He is not, he's sleeping well, and I believe he had mild airway inflammation, and that seems to be responding very well to budesonide treatments, period. As a matter of fact, he was seen many times. He was seen in VMC ER and for recurrent wheezing, and I'm quite hopeful that that he should be quite well now, period. Detailed history revealed that he can just about eat anything, and there are no obvious food restrictions prior to this problem period. RAS testing revealed moderately positive testing to peanut, and also AR2 level was quite high, which would indicate that there is a significant chance of reaction, period. Mother does not feel that he has ever had a peanut butter or any other form of peanut, but he seems to stay away. He seems to spit it away, and that may very well be a sign of allergy, which young kids cannot express, period. He may require some food challenges in future, period. Certainly, I would recommend we want to repeat allergy testing and perhaps consider a food challenge if needed, period. recently, new paragraph, recently he developed a mild eye, in fact, low-grade swelling of both eyes and some itching and redness, and I believe that is possibly due to allergic conjunctivitis with some infection period. You have given him Vigamox, V-I-G-A-M-O-X, and he's much better, period. New paragraph, examination was pretty much unremarkable, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Skin testing revealed a moderate reaction to cat, oak tree, olive tree, and many other spring trees, period. Surprisingly, no positive reactions were identified to dust mites, period. He did have a moderately large reaction to peanut, and I believe we should consider peanut restriction and keep and give him EpiPen till we can decide when we can possibly challenge him or retest him, period. My final diagnosis: recurrent intermittent wheezing and mild low-grade asthma. Number two, possible allergy to peanuts. Number three, mild allergic rhinitis. My treatment plan: budesonide 0.5 once daily for the next 6 to 8 weeks, and then hopefully we can discontinue. Number two, albuterol treatments can be given for ongoing coughing and wheezing if needed. Number three, budesonide can be increased to up to 4 times a day if needed for recurrent wheezing. Number four, EpiPen was dispensed. Number five, all EpiPen precautions and management of anaphylaxis was discussed. Number six, I recommended to family to go on YouTube and watch everything about EpiPen, and I'll be happy to answer any questions, period. Overall, number seven, Benadryl 1 spoon up to 4 times daily if needed for any nasal allergy types like symptoms. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Jackson Gomez.